Hello and welcome to KCSB Sports. I'm Sienna Rosa alongside the UCSB women's basketball player Natalia Bruning. So how has your day been so far?
It's been good. We just finished practice, had a productive day, so yeah.
Nice. So now we're just going to hop into the questions. So you have been one of the most impactful players of the team with 15 or more points in 7 games this season. How do you think you've been able to influence your teammates with your veteran status as well as your strength on the court?
I think that the experience has played very well into our team dynamic. We had a lot of new faces this year, so it's really important to have the people that have been here kind of step up and kind of know like the way that we run our system and kind of run the offense through us and kind of introduce the players into how we should be running our system and more like familiarity with like the speed and the pace of the game and all that stuff. What was the first part of that?
Just how do you think you would influence your teammates?
Oh, yeah. And then it's good to have like people with more experience to have leadership and kind of guide the newer players through like ups and downs and stuff so they can have more guidance when kind of stuff gets rough. But yeah.
Yeah. And like continuing into that answer, with so many new players on the roster this year, how have you taken like a specific person under your wing or just teaching them your skills, techniques, or even boosting up confidence and motivation when needed the most? Like,
yeah, I try to be, I try to boost everyone up anytime I can. I try to motivate people when I can. We have a really small group of bigs this year with just me and Megan, but I think that we have bonded really well and we push each other every single day in practice. I try to go to her whenever times get rough, be that person she can go to for guidance or whenever things aren't going our way, when they need positivity. I just try to be that positive force for my teammates so that we can always maintain like a positive outlook and just kind of keep moving forward instead of taking steps back.
Also leads into really good communication with your guys's group. But so what do you feel is your biggest success this season coming out of what's been a really competitive year for you guys?
I think like Bree said earlier, the CSUN win was huge for us. I think we had just come off a pretty shaky loss against Hawaii, and it was a huge momentum builder for us. I think that we have been able to build off of that and kind of take that, the feeling of that win, because it was such a back and forth, like grinded out kind of game, that we were able to, you know, just come together and really build off of that. And hey, we love how that felt. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. And last thing I have is, there's still a lot of time left in the season. What are some of the things you want to work on as you approach the end of your year with your final season coming up soon next year as well?
Good question. I would say just developing a lot of the skills that I've been kind of rocky with for the majority of this year. I really want to work on just pace with playing, rim running, just working on being active defensively and offensively, being a force when my offensive shots aren't falling, being able to like maintain a presence inside defensively and kind of create stops that way. And I just want to be able to create some consistency in my play, because I feel like that's been a big issue with how I've been. But yeah, just consistency and again keeping positivity on the team and being a leader. Yeah.